Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. Well, if U.S. workers are feeling the impact of the devastation in Japan, inside Japan, there's also a worsening cascade effect as devastation upon devastation, compounded by radiation and shortages of power. It's all produced a chain of economic effects that can now be felt throughout the country of Japan, even in places that were barely touched by the tsunami and the earthquake. How is this being tracked, and how fragile is the Japanese infrastructure that must respond now to vulnerable populations still in shelters or exposed? Joining us from Tokyo to help address some of these issues is Terrell Jones, Reuters correspondent, who's normally based in Beijing. Terrell, good morning.
Good morning, your time.
Yes, indeed. Good evening to you. And Dr. Robert Peter Gale joins us. He's a physician and scientist, visiting professor of hematology at the Imperial College in London. But he's in Tokyo, Japan, presumably because of his expertise in treating some of the victims of Chernobyl, and knows a lot about the impact of radiation on people and vulnerable populations. Dr. Gale, welcome to you.
Good morning.
Dr. Gale, let's just begin. What about this disaster has really complicated the ability of the medical infrastructure in Japan to respond here?
Well, the hospitals are in the northern part of Japan are completely disrupted. In fact, we just sent some food and supplies to a hospital in the Fukushima area that was just running out of food. So, you know, the normal infrastructure, transport, et cetera, is highly disturbed.
I mean, Terrell Jones, to have a disaster like this and then to have a nuclear impact, which affects the food and water supply, the vital commodities that are needed for dislocated populations, I mean, this really has to be the worst of all possible combinations. How is that having an impact in Tokyo?
Well, you're right. It's something that was certainly not envisioned even with the first double punch of the earthquake and the tsunami. Tokyo itself didn't receive any much physical damage at all. There wasn't really an effect of a tsunami here. But the nuclear power plant that is crippled in Fukushima was built to serve Tokyo's power needs. And so with all of its six reactors out now, there's just simply less electricity available to Tokyo. And so there are rolling blackouts in areas of the suburbs, and trains are not operating at full capacity. And because of that, people are tending just to leave their offices and go home early if they come into office to the office to
wow.
work at all. And that's affecting the entertainment and eating establishments in the city.
Well, Terrell Jones, who's the Reuters correspondent, normally based in Beijing, he's in Tokyo reporting on the impact this is having on Tokyo. I want to talk about the culture of Tokyo later on in this segment. But I saw a detail this morning which was of interest. First of all, the Fukushima radiation problems are affecting the food supply, including fish. But you've written, Terrell, that the fishing industry in Japan in some areas is simply wiped out.
Well, the fishing industry that was along the northeastern coast is absolutely wiped out. The tsunami took out not only most of the ships that were in port, and the estimates have been in the tens of thousands, perhaps 40,000 or more, most of which are ruined if they're not lost completely. It also took out the processing facilities and storage for the distribution of fish to other places in Japan and export. And the human toll still remains staggering, too. It simply washed away many of the workers who work in that industry.
Wow. That's unbelievable. And, of course, the availability of fresh fish is integral to Japanese culture in so many ways. Robert Peter Gale, how confident are you that the medical infrastructure can really respond to the radiation impacts? And compare this, if you will, to your experiences at Chernobyl.
Well, let me tackle the second part first. You know, we have an unstable situation, so what I'm saying is as of this moment. The accident is of a comparable magnitude in the sense of destroyed reactors and destroyed structures and things of that nature, but the radionuclide releases from the plant are, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of times less for the moment. And therefore, the medical consequences that we would expect, you know, are going to be very small compared to Chernobyl, which itself was actually smaller than most people realize.
Huh.
But I think the bizarre situation that that we face this evening, it's around 7:30 in the evening in Tokyo, is that the municipal government has just advised people that the drinking water in Tokyo is contaminated.
Unbelievable.
And that that they should not, or at least very young children, should not drink the water. So you can imagine that there is a, I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to find a bottle of Perrier in all of Tokyo right now.
Wow. Dr. Robert Peter Gale is a visiting professor of hematology at the Imperial College in London in Tokyo, helping with the relief effort, responding to the nuclear catastrophe that's taken place with the damage of the Fukushima plants. Terrell Jones, before we go, you can't get water in Tokyo. You get off the main drags in some of the byways and alleyways of Tokyo. It's a pretty dark place. Has the city, in some sense, been brought to its knees with these power shortages and the inability to get water and things like that?
Well, I would say that the water situation is not a panic situation. There have been indications in some water purifying systems of that radiation that Dr. Gale referred to. But no, Tokyo has not been brought to its knees, but the gradual incremental restrictions on life here are definitely crimping people's lifestyles and definitely affecting merchants, especially those in the restaurant industry.
And, you know, it's a city, a metro area of 35 million. It's probably fair to say everyone's feeling this to some extent. Terrell Jones, Reuters correspondent in Tokyo, Japan, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks and good luck also to Robert Peter Gale, a physician and scientist, visiting professor of hematology at the Imperial College in London, helping with the nuclear impact of the disasters in Japan. Thanks, doctor.
Thank you.